Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. About 136,000 children are adopted in the United States each year. It's an often complicated, expensive process, and the ordeal that couples go through to start a family in this way might be a reminder, if one was needed, how precious is the arrival of a child. Erin Moore and her husband Jim began their quest for an adoptive child in 2009. They put together a video, a scrapbook. They put up flyers on bulletin boards around Ball State, where Erin works. Their note on an adoption website said this: Jim and Erin are dad and stepmom to two amazing kids who are with us half-time. We desire to expand our family and provide a warm and loving home to a baby who needs one. Jim and his sister were adopted as infants, and we would love to extend the gift of adoption to another little one. Well, their hopes and plans were answered recently when the couple were able to adopt. Erin visited with us and talked about how they decided to take this big step.
We went back and forth a little bit. When we first started dating, actually, my husband told me that he had had a vasectomy because of some difficulties with his then wife's pregnancy, and they had just decided that they didn't want any more children. And so he shared this with me very early on, wanted to make sure that that wasn't a deal breaker in terms of us continuing, because I was single at the time, had not been married, did not have any kids of my own.
Did it occur to you that that might be a problem for you?
You know, it really didn't bother me because I knew that there were children involved in the family. I knew that if we did get married, I would be a stepmom. And I didn't know if that would fulfill my need to be a mom, my desire to be a mom. A couple years into our marriage, though, I just felt like I wanted to be a full-time mom. We have the kids half time and I love them, but I will never be their mother. I mean, it's very important that that distinction maintain or stay there. And so while I love them like they're my own kids, I also really desire to be a full-time mom and to raise a child from birth. I joined Laura and David's life when Laura was 4 and David was 3. So I've been around a long time with them, but I wanted to experience having a child from birth.
Sure. Do you come from a larger family, a small family yourself when you grew
up? No, my brother and I are the only kids actually in our family. We're the only grandkids. So it's a fairly small family, but I've been around children a lot. My mom's a kindergarten teacher, so there have been 5-year-olds in our lives for as long as I can remember. Was really involved in babysitting and caring for kids in the nursery at church and those types of things. So I knew that motherhood was going to be an important thing for me. I just didn't know how that would actually play out in the family and in my relationship with Jim.
There is a lot to go through in the process of adoption. You started in 2009, I think.
That's right.
Did you think it was going to take this long?
I hoped it wouldn't. You always hope that you're the one case where you put in your paperwork and the next day you get a call and it's all said and done. We actually really started thinking about it earlier than when we count our official wait beginning. So we did consider vasectomy reversal. We considered a lot of different options. Because adoption has been such an enormous blessing for my husband, my grandmother's also adopted. It was very appealing to us as an option. We also knew of a local attorney, adoption attorney, who's been in practice for 10 years that was really kind of getting a brand new adoption agency off the ground here in Muncie, the first and only adoption agency locally. And so we felt like there was kind of a partnership already in place because we knew her and had talked with her. It just felt like the right the right option for us at that time.
And the fact that Jim was adopted, what did he tell you about? I mean, you feel a sense of gratitude that his mom carried him to term and made him a blessing for another family.
Absolutely. His mom, even though she didn't give birth to him, is his mom. And he just recently met his birth mom a few years ago, actually on one of our family vacations. She's out in Denver. And was able to thank her in person for the choice that she made, the very incredibly difficult choice that she made. Adoption was different then. She did not know what happened to him. And so it put her, I hope that it put her heart at ease to see that he had been adopted into a loving family, and was so grateful to her. Today, often birth mothers choose adoptive families themselves. They look at the scrapbooks and the profiles. They can select among many, many, many people that are waiting to adopt. And so it's a different time, it's a different process, but still the miracle of it stays intact. And I don't know, there's just something really special about being chosen by a birth mom for their baby.
We're talking with Erin Moore and her story of a 3-year quest to adopt a child by Erin and her husband, Jim. Erin, may I ask your age roughly? I mean, you appear to be in your 20s.
Very nice. I'm 35.
Okay. And so you and Jim made a video, right? Put together a scrapbook. In essence, you're making a commercial about yourself.
Right.
You're saying,
it's difficult. It's difficult to wrap your brain around that and not feel like you are marketing yourself. But in a way, you are. You want to present yourself in a way that's appealing to a birth mother and a birth father if they're involved. But you also want to be authentic. You never know what a birth mom is going to grab onto. It may be the baseball team that you love the most. It may be the types of vacations that you go on as a family. It may be the fact that you don't have children already. It may be the fact that you do. And so we worked really hard to make sure that our profile represented us well, that we felt like it was an accurate picture of us with all of our quirks and all of our unique elements. The fact that Jim had been married before, the fact that there are stepchildren involved half time, that's us. And, you know, we wanted to claim all of that and to share that with a birth mom. But you can't help but feel like you're trying to find the best avenues to get the word out. And that's kind of a weird feeling when you're doing those types of things around your family unit.
Erin Moore, a Ball State University project manager who recently became an adoptive mom with her husband, Jim. More than 130,000 children are adopted each year, each case a powerful personal story. The adoption quest by Erin and Jim is one of those stories. A bit later in the show, more with Erin and how parents seeking to adopt have to market themselves in videos and websites.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio, from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Write to indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
There's a form of urban art you're probably familiar with, the idiosyncratic outdoor exhibitions of street corner, well, fiberglass cows in Chicago, the sculpture horses in Louisville. Indianapolis had tennis shoes downtown a few years ago. Nashville had guitars. And recently, of course, Anderson has had its Walking Man installations, an army of 31 giant-sized metal sculptures decorated by local artists with the theme of Anderson walking forward. It started as the brainchild of Levi Rinker, a former Ball State graduate student with a passion for community service. The Walking Man project has been a hit. Now they're preparing an auction of the statues for September 15th with the proceeds to benefit local nonprofits. And while walking in downtown Anderson recently, we met one business owner very pleased with how it's turned out. Kathy Gray of Gray's Design Studio has a walking woman outside her store on the south edge of downtown.
Well, when I was approached to get involved with this project, there were a lot of walking men, 30 of them to be exact, and with ours I wanted a walking woman, just showing something very spunky and fun and being involved in the community project. So
Lots of communities have had public art pieces that represent something fun.
Chicago, I believe, has cows. And then with Louisville and Kentucky, we have horses, of course. And with ours, I think it was a premise of walking out of a recovery of our economy. So I think as a team, we're trying to walk out of the desperate economy. So I think that was the premise.
What's been the community reaction to all this?
We have been very, very surprised and pleased with the response. We've had so many families come in. Individual places, everyone gets a stamp, so the kids are very excited to come in and get their stamped, and there's photo ops and contests, so it's been a really good thing.
You got involved through sponsoring one yourself.
Levi Rinker actually approached me, and he is the brain behind the whole thing, and he approached me and asked me if I'd get on involved, and so I did, and it's been a really, really good thing, so I've been very pleased.
So, Kathy, let's describe your walk. Can I call her a walking girl?
Walking girl. Her name is Katie. Diane Burrell was the artist who actually, between the two of us, we came up with her look, and she actually has stockings that are a lace stocking that were drawn on by Diane. She has boots with fringe. She has a tunic with a belt that actually has the front of our store on the cover of the belt buckle itself. And she has my hair and an earring and everything. So, yeah, very fun.
These are figures that appear to be 12 feet tall, maybe.
Yes, they are. I believe they are 12 feet tall, and they are just original ideas from each of the business owners. So we all got to choose an artist, and then we chose our design on it. And it kind of reflects whatever business you have. You know, so with the library, they did a particular thing. The actual city man has a particular thing. So it was very unique for each sponsor.
It almost reminds me of like a stick figure. Cast in a metal sculpture,
yes.
Striding.
Just walking out of a desperate economy. So that's what we're doing together. So
I cannot be cheap to have something like this done. What did it cost you for your sponsorship?
$2,500. And then they will all be auctioned off in September. And there were a couple levels of sponsorship. And I think the $5,000 mark, you could actually keep her yourself. You know, you could keep your statue. But at the $2,500 mark, it actually paid for the piece. They made a little money, and we are hoping to auction them off and make more money.
Have you gotten a reaction where somebody said, oh, that's cool? Or...
It's just been a really good thing for families to be involved. That's what I have loved more than anything, is to see a mother and father with their kids coming in, excited to get stamped, and just saying, we didn't know this place was here. This is so cool. And we will be back without the kids a lot of times. But and that's fine either way. So.
Well, you like it when they come back.
Yeah,
now,
of course. But
I don't know about the stamps. Tell me how the stamps work.
Each business has their own stamp. And again, if you get a map of the city where it shows all 31 statues, then you go to each individual business and you have a stamp that is beside the picture of your statue. So that's been a contest involved. And actually, there's been a lot of kids come. They take photos of the children with the statues, and then there's contests that you can enter and all kinds of interesting things. So it's been good.
There's some pride in Anderson.
There absolutely. A lot of us are, I get a little tired of hearing Anderson bashed, because I feel like I know my husband retired from GM and he worked there 36 years. We appreciate our retirement, but we all have a pulse. GM isn't here anymore and life goes on. You know, we all have to get together and appreciate the good things about our community. State parks, we have a theater, we have culture, we have a lot of things that are very positive, and we need to appreciate those things.
Kathy Gray, owner of Gray's Design Studio in downtown Anderson, talking about the city's Walking Man project and the upcoming auction of those pieces on September 15th. There's a festival in the works as well. Drop me a note if you'd like more information.
Moving in silent desperation, keeping an eye on the Holy Land, a hypothetical destination, say, who is this walking man?
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Well, the leaves have come to turn in and the goose has gone to fly.
On today's show, we're featuring one family's three-year quest to adopt a child. Aaron and Jim Moore started in 2009 and only recently became the parents of a baby girl. As Aaron was telling about what they went through, I thought it sounded like everybody in the system has to sell themselves as parents.
Absolutely. I mean, do a lot of web searches on other profiles. People are posting things onto YouTube. They're creating their own websites, their own Facebook pages. Social media has really changed the face of adoption in a lot of ways as well. I think in some ways it's probably a good thing to provide different avenues for getting the word out. In other ways, it's completely overwhelming. And so there are people that it's their business to create adoption profiles for you, to optimize your profile, to help you with wording, to help you with graphic design. So it is a very different beast than it was a few years ago. And I definitely felt the sense of there are so many families that are waiting that are lovely families from what you can tell, that live in beautiful homes, that, you know, have beautiful kids or are waiting to have their first child, that have great jobs, that, you know, just for all intents and purposes appear to be perfect couples. And you feel like you're jumping into a very big ocean with a lot of other people that are waiting.
Talking with Aaron Moore, who's a project manager at Ball State University. Her husband, Jim, is an attorney. After 3 years, they're blessed with an adopted, is it a boy, a girl?
It's a girl. Her name is Catherine. We call her Kate. And we met her 3 hours after she was born. We were given a hospital room and spent the 2 days in the hospital with her. She was with us. She did spend some time with her birth mom, who was on a different floor. So she came out of our room and spent a little bit of time with the birth mom, but for the most part, she was with us. So we've really had her from the very beginning.
What was that moment like when you first walked in?
They brought her to us. We were so blessed to have a representative from the agency that we ended up being placed with. We started out with Adoption Connections of Indiana, which is located here in Muncie. Just in January, we decided to expand our search by working with two additional agencies, one in Evansville, the GLAAD Project, and then the Miriam Project, which is located in Anderson. And so the Miriam Project is actually the agency that made this connection for us, and their representative was with us every step of the way, came to the hospital before we did to talk with the birth mom, make sure that she still felt like adoption was the option she wanted to pursue, and then was there with us when we met her, took photos for us. It was overwhelming. It's overwhelming to suddenly transition from being a waiting family, waiting couple, to looking at your daughter and wrapping your brain around that is kind of a challenge. We found out about her 3 weeks before she was born. And in that time, you're afraid to get too wrapped up in the idea of having a baby because
you don't want your hopes dashed, right?
Right. And the birth mom cannot sign any paperwork until 24 hours after the baby is born. That's by state law. So at any point in that time, she can decide, you know, I've made a mistake and I want to keep the baby. And so you kind of are holding your breath that whole time.
I was going to say, did you prepare yourself for that? Did you think about that?
We did. We described ourselves as cautiously optimistic. So we obviously had to make preparations to have a newborn join our home. And at a certain point, I kind of let myself go in terms of embracing this idea of a baby with us, because I knew at that point, whether I did that or not, I would still be devastated if it didn't go through. And I'm so glad that I did, because that's also part of the fun and part of the wonder of welcoming a new person into your family is the anticipation of that. So it's a balance. You go back and forth over feeling like, oh my gosh, this is not going to happen. I can't believe this is happening, to you know, we're going to have a new member of our family. And the first moment is a little nerve-wracking because when you adopt, we had met the birth mom ahead of time, but just for like an hour and a half. And you don't really know who this person is going to be walking through the, or being walked in through the door. And so it is a little nerve-wracking, but all of that went out the window when she came in.
There's that moment. You, yes. Jim, are sitting there. A door opens up. What do you see?
I see this very tiny bundle in the nurse's arms. And in the photos, the first couple of photos, you see me just kind of listening to what the nurse is saying. And then it's when I have her in my arms and I'm sitting down on the couch in the room that the tears come and I have my hand over my mouth because it's just kind of a shock to the system that this is really happening. And to not think about a baby in the abstract, but to be looking at an actual baby, just really hits home in a way that you can't prepare for. It was beautiful, and she was beautiful.
I needed the shelter. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
Erin Moore on the adoption journey she and her husband Jim took on the way to adopting their daughter, Kate, recently. Interested in your reaction, as always, check out our Facebook page to weigh in with your thoughts or tell us the story of your own adoption experience. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your stories, your ideas for places we should go and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
There were times when I thought, is this the right decision to have made? Because the wait seemed so long. Although in retrospect, it doesn't seem that long at all now that it's over.
now
Isn't
that
funny?
Holding Kate in your arms.
Right.
It could be no other way, right?
Right.
This child was meant for you.
Absolutely.